Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Thank you.
burn rubber on me. Thank you guys for listening in to the show. I appreciate you all. Welcome to the show. You're listening live to the 2012 Internet Radio Show. I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening to the Frank Williams Show on Blog Talk Radio. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show, those who are listening via my show page online, those that are listening via cell phone, those that are not listening, I hope you come aboard soon. The call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Those who are listening via my show page online, please follow the show. There's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and follow the show. That way, you'll get daily messages letting you know that there's getting ready to be an episode or a show. I'm getting ready to do a show, okay? They also promote the show on Twitter and Facebook. You can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Again, on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Just the letter W, Frank W. Show, The Frank W. Show on Twitter. You can also follow the show on Facebook at The Frank Williams Show. You can go on to your Facebook, okay? You go onto your Facebook, go to the top of the page, type in the search box, type in The Frank Williams Show, and our show page should come up there. Go ahead and like the show page for me. Like, L-I-K-E, like the show page. You know how to do that. Like the show page on Facebook, and you'll be able to follow us on Facebook through the show page. Okay? And I try to promote the show about an hour or so before the show. But because I'm doing this early show at 8 o'clock, it's tough for me to get up and get on the show at 8 o'clock, much less get up at, 6:30 or so, trying to promote the show. But I have to do better, and I will do better. I guarantee you that. But, I'm not getting into bed till around 1:30 in the morning, and I'm back up at 7:30. Little girl's getting on the school bus about that time, and I have to say goodbye to her. So, but anyway, I'm up on the show now. I'm up on the show every morning at 8 o'clock. So look for that. Now, have a good show set up for you today. And the show today, like I said, maybe once a month, I'll do a cooking show where I give out a recipe, tell you how to prepare this from top to bottom. And that's what we're going to do today. And the recipe for today is sweet corn in the husk on the grill. Now, I know a lot of people say, Frank, I've had corn on the grill. I've had the corn on the cob on the grill. Well, I have too. But I haven't had it like this with where when I take it out of the husk, put it on my plate, and bite it. It's nice and sweet. Very tasty. Very, very, very tasty. So I'm going to give you that in just a minute. But before I do that, guys, I wanted to just say that I'm still having issues with my voice. I know you can hear that. I'm still having issues with it. I'm going to try and work on that some more today. Actually, I'm preparing some tea right now to drink. And I'm going to see if that helps me out at all. And also, I'm going to take some type of, I'm going to take something called echinacea, which is something that fights against colds and flu and stuff like that. It helps your body to fight against, it helps your immune system to fight off the cold and the flu, stuff like that. Because I did get wet on Sunday at the game as well. After the game, we came out of the game and we went back to the tailgate. And once we got back to the tailgate, it just got cloudy and it started sprinkling. Then it started raining pretty hard. And although we had a tent up and we were under the tent, you know, at some point we had to decide, okay, it's time to shut down this tent. It's time to shut down the tailgate. It's time to try to get this stuff in the car so that we can get back to the house. So that's what we did, and that's how I got pretty wet on Sunday. So I know my voice is done because of me screaming at the game. And then I know that because I was in the rain picking up things from the tailgate, I got wet. And that's probably a contributor to my voice. So forgive me, guys, for my voice. It will come back one day, maybe tomorrow, maybe the day after. I'm not sure, but it will come back, I promise you. And we'll be good to go. Now, like I said, today's episode is a recipe, and I'm going to give out recipes at least once a month. I'm going to do a recipe, and you guys can, I'll get a chance to go ahead and grab a piece of paper and a pen if you're not driving. Grab a piece of paper and a pen and get ready for this recipe. It's not much, and it's not complicated at all. Very simple, but it's excellent. And you'll thank me for it. Because like I said, it's easy, it's simple, it's good. It's good for you. It's not something that'll put pounds on you. And it's not expensive. Corn in the husk at the grocery store, I think we got some from Kroger, and I think it was, they're like 40, 45 cents a piece per husk or something, per corn, corn on the cob or something. I think it's about 40 to 45 cents per ear. That's what I was looking for, per ear, an ear of corn. So you can go out there and get you 10 ears of corn for about $5 with tax and all that. So that'll be perfect. I mean, I don't think most people have big families of 10 now, but I'm sure there are a few of them out there. But go ahead and get you some corn husk, corn on the cob in the husk, some ears of corn from Kroger or something. And let's do this. All right. Our show today is also being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty Their office number is 770-732-0244. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can handle all your needs. So give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, let's see. Again, guys, I just can't stand it, but forgive me for my voice, okay? Forgive me. Everyone's ragging me about my voice, but I'll be back, and then I'm going to rag them. So let's get into the show, guys. Corn in the husk on the grill. Here's the deal. Once you go to the grocery store, get you the amount of husk, the amount of ears of corn that you want for your family or whatever. You're gonna take the corn, and there's, you know, when you get an ear of corn from the grocery store, that's actually in the husk. And for some of you folks that don't know what husk is the outside covering, the protection for the actual corn that it grows on the outside of the corn, and it helps protect the corn from not only bugs but weather and all this stuff. It's amazing how the man upstairs, put all this together. Corn, tomatoes, beans, all this stuff. It's amazing. It grows up out of the ground, and it's for the consumption of your body, and it's good for you. It's not bad for you. And that's exactly what helps you grow. So corn in the husk, and then you're going to take it, and you see that at the top of the corn, there's going to be excess husk at the top of the corn. So you want to take some scissors and trim the excess husk and silt off the top of the corn. Once you trim the excess silt and husk off the top of the corn, you can see on the top, you can barely see the top of the actual corn in the husk, okay? Now, a lot of people say, you know, and myself, I used to peel the husk down, okay, from around the corn, and then I used to pull the silt out, put all the strings of silt off the corn, and then I'd put, you know, butter or something on in there to moisten it or soften it up, and then I'd close the husk back up around the corn, and then I'd put some kind of tie on top of it to keep it from opening up while it's on the grill. But with this recipe, much easier than that. You don't even have to do that. You just trim the top of the husk off. Don't worry about the silt inside, because when you put it on the grill and the grill's hot, the silt withers away from the heat on the inside. Because the last time I had it, once I peeled the silt back, when you're ready to eat, when you peel the silt, peel the husk back, the silt was gone. So I guess the heat from the grill shrinks the silt or you know, dissolves it or whatever, but it's not there. Okay, and then you're going to place the corn on, you know, in a deep container. Like I use those big silver trays that you see like at a catering event, where they got these big silver trays that sit on these burners, and that's where you dip your food out of these big trays. So I use those big silver trays, and I put the corn in there. And then you're going to sprinkle the corn with sugar and salt. It says use a quarter cup of sugar and 2 tablespoons of salt. But, I pretty much use enough sugar to cover, not cover, but to sprinkle on each ear of corn that I have. And then I use the salt as well, just kind of sprinkle on each ear of corn that I have. And then you're gonna cover the corn with cold water. So you put enough water in there to come up and cover the corn, so the corn will be underwater. And then you're gonna let that soak. You're gonna sit it to the side, and you're gonna let the corn soak for about an hour or hour and a half, and depending on how much time you have. But try to allow yourself at least an hour or an hour and a half so that the corn can soak and the salt and the sugar can absorb into the corn. That's exactly what happens. The salt and the sugar absorbs into the corn. That's what makes it sweet. I mean, don't ask me how, but that's it. So you let it sit for an hour or hour and a half, and then you're ready to cook the corn. So you take the corn and you pull each ear out at a time, and you drain it. You let it, drain the excess water off of it. Put it in something else. Maybe you have a second pan, silver pan, that you can put the corn in once it drains. And then you take that and you take it and you go to the grill. You got a good hot grill. You put the corn on the grill. I don't care how you put it on there, but you put the corn on the grill and you cook it for about 25 to 30 minutes, turning every 10 to 15 minutes. Keep the corn turned so that it cooks throughout. So you're going to turn it 2 or 3 times during that 25 to 30 minutes. And that works. And so once you cook it for 25 to 30 minutes, then you can pull it right off the grill and, peel the husk back. And then you can serve that. You can eat that corn right then. I mean, simple, easy, and like I said, very, very tasty. If you do this, guys, please do me a favor and share it with other people. Not only that, give me a call, send me a message, let me know how you like the recipe or how it turned out for you. Give me a call or send me a message and let me know what you think about the sweet corn in the husk on the grill. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, 818, excuse me, 818. When I get excited, guys, and try to talk a little bit louder, that's when my voice breaks apart. So I don't know what it is, but it's driving me up the wall. 818-301-5834 is the call-in number to the show. 818-301-5834. Now, like I say, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. But this is not, it's not something that hurts or anything, so don't think of it like that as I'm hurting. It's not hurting at all. It's just when I speak, it's not the same as my regular voice. And it's like a young man going through puberty or something, you know, when their voice change. And it's funny, but my daughter, my youngest daughter, she's about to turn 12 next year. She just started middle school, and you can, and you know, if you think about it, you can hear it in her voice. Her voice is changing right now. She's getting a little bit, I wouldn't say sassy, but when she talks now, she talks in a more young lady-like voice, and it seems like she's changing right there in front of your eyes. And I actually noticed that again this morning. So, you know, that's what I'm seeing, is that I'm not hurting. So don't think that I'm hurting. Don't feel sorry for me in that way. Just pray for me to get back quickly. I'd like to get my voice back, you know, quickly, and I'm gonna do something this morning to help that, to kind of speed up the process, hopefully, to get it going. If you guys have some kind of concoction or something that you know about that will help my voice, you can. I'll take any callers, any comers, any messages or whatever, telling me what to do to get my voice back. I have hot tea that I just brewed just a minute ago, so I'm going to get on that in just a little bit. And I don't know what to put in it. I need to put a little honey in it and something else. So whatever else, I'll figure it out. I'm going to go on WebMD as soon as I get off the show here in just a minute, and I'm going to see what, you know, what else I need to add to that to help me get my voice back. And then I'm going to get back in the bed. So, my disclaimer, I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize, don't you? Thank you guys for listening to the show. Have a great Wednesday. Today is hump day. Have a great day today at work. And we're on the downside of the week. We're on the downside of the week, sliding into the weekend. I hope you guys have a great rest of the week, and I will see you in about 23 and a half hours. Tune into the show. I have a great show set up for you tomorrow, and be good. Thanks, guys. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet and things that they don't want to take responsibility for.